It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up, a new season of Wisconsin Life debuts tonight on public television. We'll talk to the show's host and head producer about what to expect this time around. First, Attorney General Brad Schimel is requiring employees of the State Department of Justice to sign non-disclosure agreements. Staffers at the DOJ were informed of that change last month. The change comes at a time when many governmental agencies are considering similar moves, the most high-profile example being in the Trump administration. Our next guest is here to talk about reasons behind the move and the reactions so far. Laurel White is the state capitol reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio News. Laurel, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Rob.
We'll talk about these NDAs, non-disclosure agreements. What do we know so far?
So the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel was the first to report on this, and they reported it out this morning that they obtained the document that they say was circulated on August 10th to a number of DOJ employees who hadn't yet signed this document. So it had been circulating prior to that and had been signed by a number of people. And basically what it does is it instructs DOJ employees not to share any of the confidential information that they encounter as a part of their state work. So obviously the DOJ has a number of responsibilities in a number of departments, but some of that confidential information can range from, you know, criminal justice records to personal health information and intellectual property. So there's kind of a wealth of confidential information there that they have access to, and the DOJ wants to keep them from sharing that.
And what's the duration? Is this just while they're on the job, or now and forever, or somewhere in between?
So it's now and forever. It says you won't disclose this information while you're a state employee, and you won't disclose it if you complete your employment with the state and move on to other employment. And I think that that's a tenet that has been particularly disturbing to some of the critics of this proposal.
Right. What are critics of this worried about? What are they saying?
Well, they're saying essentially that this sort of flies in the face of government transparency, that it could potentially have a chilling effect on whistleblowers for the State Department of Justice, and just generally kind of sends a bad message about government workers being able to share information that they're doing on behalf of the public.
What has the Department of Justice said about why they have these, why they're putting these into place?
So the Department of Justice hasn't gotten back to me. I want to be clear on that. I reached out to them for a comment earlier, and I haven't heard back yet. But they did speak with the Journal Sentinel, and the Journal Sentinel reported that the DOJ said that this is simply a response to an employee previously sharing some confidential information on social media. So they wanted to have a department-wide policy that would make sure that employees were in compliance with not sharing this type of information in the future, and that this has nothing to do with any sort of political motivation. Of course, the Attorney General is running for another term in office right now, and that's something people have been throwing around, that maybe he doesn't want negative political stories out there about him and that this would discourage that. The DOJ said that has nothing to do with it, and they also said that they don't believe that the document would do anything to discourage whistleblowers from coming forward if they see any wrongdoing within the department.
Talking to Laurel White, state capitol reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio News, looking at information out today about the state's Department of Justice requiring employees to sign these non-disclosure agreements, saying they can't reveal confidential information they have from that agency now or in the future, even after they're working for the agency. Laurel, it seems like the key point, the sticking point here is, what kind of confidential information are we talking about? Some of the things you referenced earlier, or say personal information about a crime victim, probably most people would agree, okay, we don't want them talking about that. But there's other information that, as you're saying, with concerns about whistleblowers, that might be a problem. Do we know how this document defines confidential information?
So the document itself mentions some of that information that I outlined before, like the protected health information or intellectual property, or as you mentioned, criminal justice information. So it does lay that out to make that clear to employees. I think some of the concern about this is coming from people who say, well, the nature of a whistleblower is that they take confidential information, they take information that they've worked with and have expertise in, and that they bring it forward if they think something untoward is going on. But it is interesting to note, I spoke with a UW professor emeritus this morning who taught in the law and political science departments, as well as the journalism department, actually. And he said that as long as this document deals entirely with confidential information, if it's focused, it doesn't violate the First Amendment rights of the employees at the DOJ. And if there's a state whistleblower law that protects them in cases of whistleblowing, then everything looks pretty good here. It shouldn't be considered illegal or anything.
Do we know if other state agencies do similar things?
We don't. I know that that's a question that some reporters have been asking today, whether this is sort of an administration-wide policy that expands to other departments other than DOJ. And I don't believe we have an answer on that yet, but we do know that the state has a law that applies to all departments that protects whistleblowers. They can't be retaliated against if they disclose information about lawbreaking or abuses of power. They just have to meet a couple requirements before they can make that public disclosure.
Have any other government officials, Republican or Democrat, spoken out that you've seen so far?
Yeah. So we heard from Governor Walker this morning. Reporters asked him what he thought about this and whether anyone in his office, in the governor's office, has to sign a similar document. And he said that no one in the governor's office has to sign an NDA, as they're called. They just have to sign off on having taken an ethics course.
And as you mentioned, this is election season. Has anyone specifically tried to make this an election issue one way or another?
Mm-hmm. So the state Democratic Party put out a statement this morning that says that this particular move is sort of exemplary of a track record that Attorney General Schimmel has had that has worked against open government, they contend, in the past. They said that he hasn't been as transparent as he could have been about travels to speak at certain professional conferences that people wanted more information about. He also worked a few years ago, some people might remember, to keep some training videos private that he created when he was a prosecutor. The state Supreme Court actually ruled with Schimmel in that case that it was appropriate to keep them private. But the state Democratic Party is saying that we need more transparency, not less, and this is a negative example of that.
And Laurel, while we've got you, I didn't give you a heads up. I was going to ask you about this. Just wanted to get your thoughts. Word that Governor Walker is calling the state Senate, hoping they can come back into session, looking at this incentive package for Kimberly Clark. This isn't something we see every day in the off season for the legislature.
No. We have had in recent months the legislature coming back unexpectedly, I think a little bit more than normal. They came back for the special elections discussion earlier this year. They've come back on school safety. But the Kimberly Clark incentive package, which is modeled after the Foxconn incentive package, is something that lawmakers have been talking about for several months now. And Kimberly Clark has come up with a September 30th deadline for the state about whether they're going to offer this package to the company. So Governor Walker's pushing lawmakers to come back and to consider it. It's already passed the state assembly. That's behind us, but the state Senate still would need to pass it.
And as I understand it, check me if I'm wrong here, Laurel, the assembly passed a version. The easy thing would be if the Senate passed exactly what the assembly passed. Mm-hmm. Some Republicans aren't on board, though. If the Senate does something different than, if I understand my Wisconsin civics, we'd have to bring the assembly back to agree with them?
That is right, Rob. So we really don't know what's going to happen here. All of the leaders in the state legislature have been working closely with their members. We're getting updates as the day moves on about where members stand on this legislation, particularly in the Senate, whether they support it or not. We haven't heard from a fair number of them. So it's unclear whether they're going to have the support necessary to pass this in the Senate, whether that's the same version as the assembly or a slightly altered version. And obviously, the clock is ticking on that September 30th deadline.
And as we mentioned earlier with the attorney general issue, it's election season. Hypothetically, senators might be looking over their shoulder one way or the other. They could be criticized for voting for or against this thing.
Absolutely. I mean, this is a very contentious political issue in that it is modeled after the Foxconn incentive package, which, as I'm sure people know, has been very polarizing. So taking another vote on a similar package really cements political positions on this type of thing, on giving incentives to keep private companies in Wisconsin. It would save about 600 jobs. So I think lawmakers are having to weigh where they stand on this issue in a challenging time for them, for sure.
Laurel, thanks a lot for joining us today on both of these topics.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
That's Laurel White, State Capitol Reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio News. She joined us today to talk about State Department of Justice employees being required to sign non-disclosure agreements. Also, this breaking news that Governor Walker asking the state Senate to come back into session to consider a Kimberly-Clark incentive package.